Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this podcast, I want to talk to you about the preacher as a soldier. And we've been looking at really a collage of pictures of the preacher. And in this particular podcast, we want to talk about the preacher as a soldier. In 2 Timothy, Paul says to Timothy to preach the word. And in a sense, the whole book of 2 Timothy revolves around that central climactic theme of preaching the word, being ready in season and out of season. In chapter 2, Paul actually gives some pictures to Timothy of what a preacher looks like. And in verses 3 and 4, Paul says this to Timothy: "Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier." And so Paul very specifically says to Timothy, as you preach the word, I want you to see yourself as a soldier. That implies that the preacher is involved in spiritual warfare, in spiritual conflict. We live in a sinful and adulterous generation. We live in a kingdom of darkness. And as we hold forth the truth of the word of God, as we preach it, we're holding forth really a torch of truth that is shining brightly in the darkness. And it provokes the forces of evil. And they begin to come against our preaching, and they come against our ministry as we preach the word of God. There's a sense in which, as a preacher, we have advanced to the front line of spiritual warfare, and we find ourselves in the crossfire that is involved between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. And so we must be ready to suffer hardship as a preacher of the word of God. I'll have to say that is one of the things that struck me the most after I graduated from seminary, is that as I took this training and education that I've received in the Word of God and began to preach it, I began to receive pushback unexpectedly, though naively on my part. And I began to see that there is a price to pay for preaching the Word of God, because we are in the trenches of spiritual warfare. And we are a target that will be fired at. We must remember, people are not opposing us. They are opposing the Lord, whose word we are preaching and whose truth we are expounding and expositing. As we are a preacher, Paul said to Timothy that we must not entangle ourselves in the affairs of everyday life. That means we have been separated unto the ministry of preaching. And we're to be very single-minded and not concern ourselves with those things that everyone else is concerned with in the marketplace. That we must be given with myopic vision to the study of the Word of God and to the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. And we must have this as our goal, to please our commanding officer. I know in the ministry it's very easy to begin to have rabbit ears and begin to hear what other people are saying and to begin to want to please them. Let us remember that it is the King of Kings who has enlisted us in his service, and we are his soldiers, and we march under his banner, and we are to obey his commanding orders that he gives to us. And these orders are found in the Word of God, and we are to be faithful to Him. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, Paul says at the end of his ministry, I have fought the good fight. There is a good fight. That is the fight for the truth, the fight for the kingdom of God, the fight for the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are to fight this good fight. It's a Greek word, agonizomai. You can hear the English word agony. It is a fight that involves laboring and striving and suffering. Jude 3 says that we are to earnestly contend for the faith, once and for all delivered to the saints. Again, the image here is of a soldier in the midst of the battle, fighting for the truth of the Word of God, holding his position, not yielding the high ground of a sound doctrine, fending off false teachers and the enemies of the faith. In 1 Timothy 6, verse 12, again, Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. That is what the Bible says to each and every one of us. As we are preachers of the Word of God, you, sir, are a soldier who has been enlisted by our commanding officer, Jesus Christ. We cannot go AWOL. We cannot listen to what the enemy would say or what other soldiers would tell us. We must listen to our commanding officer, Jesus Christ, and remain loyal in our allegiance to him. May God bolster your faith to remain strong in the midst of the spiritual warfare.